I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You believe someday you and me.
Oh my gosh, it's awful.
We'll find ourselves.
This is a beautiful song, man.
It's one of your favorites here.
It is my absolute favorite. So much so I know people probably sick of me right now.
Oh, yeah. No question. So I started to write down my favorite hues for our hue bracket later.
What
we have?
What you got?
We have Cliche Douglas, Plant-Based Hue, I Told You So Douglas, Hopeful Hue. Those are.
Hopeful Hue. I like that.
Am
that
I missing
hopeful.
Any?
No, that's it. That's about right.
Karaoke Hue.
Oh, Karaoke Hue, yeah.
Living in this big blue world. Man, listen. When I do finally move, I'm going to somebody's karaoke night. And all I got to say is, please don't take video, because I'm a be on one.
I like how you couldn't do karaoke night until you move. Like, you could have did it yesterday.
Well, it's just like, because it's almost like you do it because it's one of those moments where, you know, you just, it's you're letting your hair down. If I had hair, I'm just letting it down.
Yeah.
I'm just letting it down.
Just like Nick Sirianni, letting your hair down.
Did we add Delusional Douglas to that?
Delusional Douglas is a great one. We need to get to at least 16 for a bracket. I think that'll be pretty easy.
Angry Hue or Passionate Hue? I mean, he had a good Vic Fangio rant.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. You get him going about this defense, man.
No, why has Asai Reddick been on four other freaking football teams?
I love the freaking in there as you try to clean that one. Let me walk that back a little bit. Let me walk that back. All right, 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, we all believe the Eagles, or at least most of us did, at least all of us here, and I believe everyone at WIP did believe before the season this was a playoff team. Do you still believe that? Do you still believe the Eagles are a playoff team? Yes or no? Yes at 57% in our poll there with Hue today. 43%, nope, not watching a playoff team. Here's what I see. I see 18th in points per game. Mm-hmm. I see 25th in yards per play allowed. I see an average offense, below average defense. And I don't even know what to say about the coach other than he doesn't seem like he's got it all together in any way, shape, or form. So the coach scares the heck out of me. The offense isn't as good as they're supposed to be. The defense isn't that good. How are we making the playoffs, Hue Douglas? Right, which Hue are you going to be right now? Hopeful? Cliche? I told you
no,
so?
I have an agenda. I feel like...
Oh, agenda, Douglas.
I feel like there are enough smart people over there, man. This ain't rocket science. I can't believe that I'm about to say this. This ain't rocket science, man. This is an easy fix. Help your defense out. First of all, get Bryce Huff in position where he can be successful. Man got to have a sack last week. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put $3 on the bet. He's going to get 2 sacks this weekend. I believe that.
You have got to be smoking something.
He's going to get 2 sacks.
This poor guy's going to get a new place, and you're going to make rent after you bet on Bryce Huff.
He's going to get 2 sacks this weekend, man. You have to play... We're getting
2 sacks
towards
in the game.
Against the Giants.
Okay,
he's gonna get 2 sacks, and he almost got. He only needed what a sack and a half last week. I would have won that bet last week. I didn't.
This is the better. Hue is gonna be a great Hue on the show.
No, I'm saying,
listen. I know they lost by 30. They scored 31 more points. I win that bet. They are so close.
I just feel like this has to be the week. There's a lot that points to if they and I'm predicating all of this on the fact that they like his coach Sirianni as much as they told us they did, because your coach is going through something right now.
Well,
that's a fact. I don't know what it is. I'm praying for him, whatever. He's going through something. That's a fact. Like, we can sit here and we can laugh and giggle about it, not saying that we are, but I'm saying it's something. They have to. If they love him as much as they say they do, they'll play for him.
I agree with that.
And I believe that's what I'm holding. Joe, that's what I'm holding on hope to.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that they channel that inner, I love my coach, I'm going to go out here and run through a brick wall for him. We're going to find out early in that game.
You want this to be the flower speech thing of 2021.
Hey, we're going to find out early.
You know that's what? If they go on a run, we are going to point to Sirianni going back at it.
There's no question. I also with all the praying and hoping and loving, we remembered Reverend Douglas. We only met him once. That was a great day around here when the good Reverend came out. All right, Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Hey, gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will?
All right, man. Listen, with this team, man, it's like I said, it's a repeat of last season and the season before, man. The same formation. The same exact formation, man. Like, can we, like, see some motion in the backfield? Can we see some hurry-up offense? Can we see some, like, audibles call? Can we see Jalen under the snap? Can we see something different from this offense? Because if you ask me, they're not going over any plays, for real, for real. They're just going off of everything that Jalen's comfortable with. And Jalen, listen, man, it's time to get uncomfortable, bro. You're getting paid too much money. You keep giving us the same type of seasons. It's time for a change, bro. Accept the change. Try and become an elite quarterback while you can. Because like I've been telling you before the season even started, your job is on the line too, bro. Don't think you're not, you know, don't think that you can't get cut. Because you can. You want your legacy to live on, bro. So you got to step your game up, man. And especially with all these coaches, man. They're so one-dimensional, so predictable, week after week. There's no way that we should have just barely beat one of the worst teams in the league. Listen, man, I'm a little out of words, but this is what I'm going to say. The coaches and everybody need to step everything all the way up. Because like I told everybody before the season even started, I told my man, I said, Washington going to win the division, and I said the Eagles is going to be 9-7-1. That's going to be their record. I've been saying that since the season began because all I see is a repeat of 2 years worth of non-coaching staff. That's all I got.
Well, you've been on that. I mean, the day they tie a game, Will's got to be our first call the next
Man,
day.
Listen.
That man's been calling the tie since the summer. By the way, I just want to pass this along. So Jared McCain, the Sixers' first-round pick last year, he got hurt in the preseason game last night.
Everybody got banged up last night.
So he's being reevaluated today for a concussion. They're optimistic he avoided a serious injury. But I just saw this because no team has ever had more injuries that I have to look up to see what they are than the Sixers.
Especially the preseason.
It's remarkable. So
Tyrese Maxey was on the floor last night, too. He bumped his head.
So we had McCain. They took him to the hospital last night. So, you know, we know in years past, Markelle Fultz forgot how to shoot with thoracic outlet syndrome.
Mm-hmm. And what? Then, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, it's a shoulder injury, but like a muscular thing. He just forgot how to shoot. Then, of course, we had Zaire Smith, who had a sesame allergy.
You mean like sesame seeds?
Like sesame seeds. Okay. And he was in bad shape, and it cost him like his whole rookie year, and he never panned out.
I was thinking about that. Remember that back in the day, 2 all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese,
yes.
Pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun? That was the first thing I thought about.
You hungry?
No, but I just remember, you know, I had certain sauce. When you said sesame, I was like, wait a minute, 2 all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun? You talking about that?
This is a joke, quite frankly.
So last night, all jokes aside, I had to look up a new one. So Jared McCain, the first round pick, the TikTok star, Jared, and I think he could be a good player.
Yeah.
He had pulmonary contusions. Apparently that is a lung injury. Lung
Like you got hit in the chest.
Blunt chest trauma. Chest trauma. It's basketball.
Dude, the basketball injuries are the craziest thing I've ever seen.
That's crazy.
It's like in football, it's like torn Achilles, torn ACL. In basketball, it's like lumbar spine bone stress.
Blunt chest trauma. I mean, that seems kind of serious. I mean, lungs are, that's a big deal. It's not like
forearm. It's like he got hit in the chest or something. Forearm or something.
We hope Jared is okay and can get back quickly. But the Sixers, though, I never know. Like the other night, they said Paul George had a hyperextended knee. They'll reevaluate in a week. You know, any other team, you say, oh, he'll probably be back in a week. Sixers, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I never know what's going on down there, but we wish Jared McCain the best. All right, let's go to Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
South? Going wild, South. That's it. Yeah. So let's bring up Anthony here because Anthony has a thought on the Eagles making the playoffs. And he said we forgot a Hugh because there's so many versions of Hugh. We forgot one here. What's up, Anthony?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey,
what's going on?
Hey, man. Joe, I'm with you, man. I don't believe it's a playoff team. I did before. Like how you said, Washington is pretty good here, and our only chance of getting in is do a wild card. Mm-hmm. And the way we playing, I don't see us being a playoff team, man. But it gets me pretty ticked off, man, because look around our offense. Our offense is, you know, we got some of the top guys in the league, man, at key positions. I don't understand why this offense is not getting going. Three coordinators changed. The common denominator is Jalen or Sirianni. So until either one changes, I don't see our offense. I don't know what's wrong with it, man. It's just ticking me off. I can't understand.
Yeah, it's unacceptable, Anthony, for this much time. The money and talent they have on this offense only scored 21 points a game.
Totally agree.
They're 18th in the NFL in points per game. Like, if I said that to you in the summer, you guys would have said, you're crazy, 18th. Well, I would have felt crazy saying it.
Yeah, I would have told you, no way, man.
Yep.
He had won me over with the defense is a luxury. But with our offense struggling the way it is, man, I'm starting to flip on that.
Oh, Hugh, you lost someone.
No, I'm saying I get it. This offense is not carrying the day like they supposed to. I get it, bro.
So, Anthony, what is what Hugh did we forget? What version of Hugh?
Doc Douglas.
That's right.
My Harvard studies.
No, that's lost, man.
Yeah, that's when you the schedule lost. Anthony, thank you for that submission here. We're gonna have a whole bracket by March.
Wait a minute,
Doc Douglas.
I wasn't wrong though. I wasn't wrong.
Maybe you acted like.
No, I didn't say it was acceptable. See, this is the thing.
We can't have a Glenn Rivers Douglas. No,
country club Douglas over here.
No, this is the thing.
Oh, that's a new one.
No. The thing
Country
is this.
Club Douglas.
My job is to take you behind the curtain. And I would be honest with you at all times. I was just being honest.
Behind the curtain, Douglas.
I was just so being many. Honest. I was just being honest. And I'm like, this one don't look too good.
We should do a thing next in the offseason where we spin a wheel before the show, and that's the hue you have to be that day. right at 10 o'clock, we spin the wheel. What hue are we getting today?
No. The best is
you got to play the character.
When
actor Hugh, I mean,
actor Hugh, that's right.
No, when I come in, and sometimes the way that my mind work, I would tell you guys like, wait a minute, hear me out. And y'all look at me like, what the hell? What is he talking about? But I'm telling you, man, I put a lot of thought into these takes. It's not like I just come here all willy nilly.
Long thinking.
A legit threat. I know sometimes it might not sound like it because I get to talking fast. But there's some thought that goes into this.
Oh, we know. That's why we give you grace. 215-592-9494.
It might take him a while to get there, but he'll get there. Let him cook.
Just let him cook. He might burn the meal, but let him cook. All right, 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles still a playoff team, in your opinion? Plus, we have to get into some player theories on why this offense is stuck in mud. We got heavy hitters weighing in. Lane Johnson and Jason Kelce on the morning show. Why can't they score in the first quarter? You'll hear that next. 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. All right, guys, let's talk about my friend Dr. Rafi. Because you know what? We all have to realize it at some point. Your hair thins as you get old. Happened to me, happens to a lot of people. So I went to see an expert, the doctor I trust the most, Dr. Rafi at Precision Hair Restoration. He's opened my eyes to all the different things they have available, including the cutting-edge Artis IXI robotic hair transplant, a procedure so many should consider. Are you newly single, have an upcoming wedding or job interview, or just want your hair back? Dr. Rafi can help. Dr. Rafi, call him. 215-800-9100. That's 215-800-9100. Get your confidence back. Or visit PhillyHairMD.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.